hello there. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. It's Friday, April 17th, 2015, and we are live. I'm going to play an excerpt from an interview I did in person with the Seaman. That's right, Clint Richardson. If you weren't tired of him by now, hearing him before me as you do Monday through Friday, here's a little talk about the F word. Actually, scratch that. I don't know if I should play this. It's a preview of Clint Richardson's talk at the Free Mind Conference. We talk about the straw man, but we also talk about the F word. I'll tell you what, Mr. Producer, if we can monitor this closely, I'll go ahead and play it for the listeners. It does drop an F-bomb, and we'll try to navigate around it. But without further ado, here is myself sitting down with Clint Richardson at the Free Your Mind Conference.
Hey, Clint, how are you, man? Strawman.
Strawman.
It's a big part of your work.
It is. It's the title or the subtitle or the main title of my book, yes. And it is over 1,000 pages so far. So it's...
Did you see his face when he said that?
I can't
say. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a reference book, so it's going to be indexed, and it's going to be all these legal words all explained, and it's pretty incredible, actually.
Clint Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the speakers, of course, at the Free Your Mind Conference, and he does his broadcast right before mine, Monday through Friday. Clint is an author, documentary filmmaker, activist, researcher, all that.
Crap.
Jazz. You are somebody bringing forth some information that a lot of people have not really heard about. I mean, a lot of people take for granted some of the things that you present, you know, getting behind the true meaning of things, if you will. Give us a little sneak peek of Clint Richardson, Free Your Mind Conference 2015. You start your talk off, from what I understand, with the four little words.
You're gonna ruin my...
I mean, they're going to see this
a certain four-letter word that can be used in literally hundreds of different ways. Okay. Problem is, when you just put it up there like that, it doesn't really mean anything because it hasn't been predefined, right?
So you're going to predefine it.
So you can be offended, you can laugh, you can have any kind of reaction to it you want, and yet it means absolutely nothing. It's just a word, right? It hasn't been defined.
Right.
So some people might walk out, they'll cover their children's eyes, they'll laugh nervously, and they'll have reactions, but nobody really knows what the hell I'm saying. And that's the point, because all words have to be defined, and they have to define something. And fine... is like a coin, you know.
As in
you define,
right?
So you measure the coin by its fineness. Well, if you define something,
take it away,
right? So you, the notion of that word, in other words, really, it means nothing until I actually assign it to something. And so when I say Bob Tuscan, I've just said a word,
a four-letter word, mind you,
a noun. More importantly, noun means name. Right, so person, place, thing, everything has a name, and so that's how you bring it into the legal realm, and you rule it, you control it. If there were no words, there'd be no control. The only thing that's controlled is the legal name of everything. The law doesn't apply to you, it only applies to Bob Tuscan, the person, the straw man. See, the problem is you're operating in, it's not really what I'm going to talk about, but you're operating in a fiction. You're operating in a corporation. You're a Christian name and your corporate surname are combined together. Your first name, your given name, and your surname combined together. They're incorporated, and that makes you an incorporation of the state. And so you're acting as this little guy. You're acting as Bob Tuscan instead of, what do we say? I am that I am, right?
Right.
So everything you do is according to words, the law, right? The law doesn't apply to you. It only applies to Bob Tuscan.
But most people assume that those things are
one and the same. Most people assume that they are the word or the name.
Making an asset of you and me.
Right. So what I'm going to be defining tomorrow is the terms, like the word free. Nobody actually knows what free means. Do you know what free means?
Well, I have my understanding of the word free. It means to be without.
What if I were to tell you that your opinion means shit because you're acting as Bob Tuskin?
Uh-oh. Mm. Well, that's not a stretch considering I'm Bob Tuskin, but
see that big,
it's a different story. But
that big fuck up there.
Uh-oh. Clint with the potty mouth. I think that's the end of the curse words. I apologize again. I warned you. I thought I could navigate around it, but it hit me too closely. All right, hold on here.
The big four-letter word.
Easy, that's
so,
my mother you were just talking about there.
It is so usable for so many different purposes,
right.
Whether it's a noun or verb. And that's, well, yeah, if you assign it to something, then it suddenly has meaning. Then you can get offended, then you can do all that. So as soon as you're assigned to a name, a noun, then all of a sudden, for you to use that noun, because it's a letters patent, it's copyrighted by the state, they own it, you have to follow their rules, their words, their terms of art. It's another word I'm going to define, artificial. And so the word free has to be defined by them. Another word I'm going to cover is voluntary. See, these people, they want to live in a voluntary society.
Voluntarist.
See, you already do, because you're voluntarily acting as a person.
Well, what is...
Strawman.
Well, my question for that, Clint, is, say I was born without my social security number, without my birth certificate, and this was simply the name that my parents referred to me as, that my friends and family referred to me as. Is that still within the same confines?
No, I mean... So what's
the
word,
the line there?
The word per son, first of all, you take it apart, you're acting per the son. When you look at those words, per means through, you're acting through something else, something that's not you.
Right.
Son means literally, it could be the son of your mother and father, you could be the son of the state, sons of liberty, son of this, son of that. Really what it means is someone that has affected your mental capacity, governed you, brainwashed you into acting a certain way. So you're a son of the state when you're acting in per son or per the son. That's basically how it works.
A lot of people have called me a son of a bitch, but that's a different story. Clint, this is just absolutely fascinating, and it's something that I think a lot of people have a hard time at first wrapping their head around.
Well, the hard part is that what was hard for me was literally truth is another word I want to cover. Truth, free, freedom, liberty. All these words, they don't mean what people think they do because, and I'll ruin it. I'll tell you what free means. Freed men are what you call slaves when they're released from what's called involuntary slavery or involuntary servitude into the city, basically, into the government. So you're freed, and it's called a franchise.
So they were slaves from the beginning. They weren't free from the beginning.
Right. So before they could pass the 14th Amendment, they had to pass the 13th Amendment. What did it say?
The 13th Amendment referred to the making the persons...
No, that's the 14th. The 13th said... No involuntary servitude and no involuntary slavery shall be permitted. That was the whole so-called purpose of the Civil War, right?
Well, right, so-called.
But it doesn't say anything about voluntary servitude. Voluntary. And so then you have the 14th Amendment.
I'll be a slave.
Right. And that creates what's called the citizenship.
The ship.
You see, yeah, if you're one of the people, you're just a private citizen. But
Captain.
If you're a public entity, if you're acting in the name, then you have to have a vessel. Vessels all over the Bible. You have to have a vessel to sail on the Sea of Commerce. Right? Because we're all under admiralty law out here. We're all foreigners in our states. This is getting into another topic. But the people are the landholders. They are, if you read the Constitution, it says, we the people, well, who are the people? It says, ourselves, which means the signers,
right.
And our posterity, which is their bloodline. Bloodline,
right.
Posterity means genealogy. So all of us, the birth certificate is the process, the birthing process, Delivery means abandon or forsake. You are literally turned into an infant of unknown parentage. That's the official term. You're a foundling. You're born in a district, which means distraint or distress. That's what Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia is.
Or criminals.
So we're all domiciled in Washington, D.C. We're acting as in an agency, as basically a third party in the states. Now, this is getting way, way off topic. But the point is, the Constitution has nothing to do with us. We're in a totally separate government, totally has, they're
totally tied
in there, right? The people created the government created the people. The people are persons down here in the agency, the real people, the capitalized people, a specific noun or name of a certain group of people, a bloodline, those are the real people. They are the landholders of the United States. And I didn't know this till just recently.
Fascinating stuff. You could hear, of course, Mark Passio's puppies in the background towards the end there. 800-313-9443. We are live tonight, and we are pretty much recovered from the overwhelming amount of energy and fun we had at the Free Your Mind Conference. On the way home from the Free Your Mind Conference, I opted out at the Philadelphia airport once again. Got the grope down. Told the gentleman that came to grope me in the costume with the shiny badge and the gloves on in this case. I told him that the people I was traveling with would be filming the process. He began to get belligerent and say he would not want to be filmed, da-da-da-da-da-da. So he left me standing next to the microwave device for about 10 minutes. Didn't go get anybody else, just left. I could see him just go around doing something else. I don't know what he was doing. And then he finally came back to me and said, okay, come this way. He had a real attitude, this guy. And he brought me to the stationing area to get groped in public. And he said, I don't want to be filmed. I don't want to be filmed. I said, well, too bad. He said, why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? Do one of those things. Finally, I said, well, get your supervisor. Supervisor came over. And to the guy's credit, you know, this is the guy in the suit. To the guy's credit, he completely relinquished the fact that this guy had any right to not be filmed and told the guy, hey, no, he can film all he wants. That's not a problem. I guess the bad PR is getting to the TSA where the supervisors are all trained now in customer service, or should I say slave service. So finally, after a few back and forth lines with the TSA officer, and I use that very lightly, he finally said, well, I'm not doing it, so too bad. And the supervisor said, well, okay then, go somewhere else, and I'll get somebody else to do it. And he got somebody else to do it. Mr. McKenna came over and did a grope down for me. Nice little grope down. Filmed it all. Was very cool that the guy was I was about to say something. No, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, we filmed it all, and I tried to inform him, as I often do, about things that matter, including the pretext to all of this increased security, of course, being 9/11. 9/11/2001 was the justification for the increased scrutiny and the continual clampdown on our rights. Basically what it comes down to. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. At the Free Your Mind Conference, I also got a chance to interview Stuart Swerdlow. Stuart talks about going back in time. He was a Montauk Project dude. And he talks about, I asked him about the grandfather paradox, which of course if you go back in time and shoot your grandfather, will you still exist? Or can you go back in time and kill your grandfather? Excuse me. I had to drink some fluoride-free water there. Anyways, he basically said that no, you cannot go back in time and kill your grandfather. That in fact, they were doing lots of testing, time travel testing, and I had him describe to me explicitly what the time travel device looked like and talk to me about the physical sensations involved with being traveled, with being sent back to time, rather, or sent to the future. And he told me that he was sent back in time with a gun to try to kill Jesus. That's what he said. Mr. Producer, if we can cue up the clip where he talks about going back in time to kill Jesus, I want people to hear this. And then I want to get your thoughts on time travel tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. It's a little bit of a topic that's off the beaten path from where we typically go, but I want to get your take on what Stuart has to say here. Let's see if we can roll that clip. Go ahead and play that for me.
And they were just practicing to see where this coordinate was. They would send an expendable person, someone they didn't care about too much if they missed. And that person sometimes would wind up in a wall, in deep space, and under an ocean, like this.
And this is past or present?
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Or past or future,
could have been anywhere.
Any point in time has its own unique frequency.
Correct. And what they would do is they would have this, I guess, a resonator or a beacon that would be attached to the person so that if they were successful on the other side, then they would have a beacon or a sign.
So it's a communication.
Yeah. So then they would have an access.
So I can communicate with somebody in the past.
Yes, but what we did learn, you can't change the past.
And you cannot change the past.
No, they tried many, many times.
Can you change the future?
Well, the future is kind of fluid from our perspective, but from the God mind or the absolute perspective, it's there. It's not changed.
Is it predestined?
It's not predestined, it just is. And when I say that, everything exists somewhere. So any thought you have, any vision of any event, it does exist somewhere. If you can think of it, it exists. And so that's
so are there multiple realities?
Infinite realities. Every thought changes the past.
So what decides the one right now where you and I are talking?
Everyone who is here on this world at this time has the same agreement mentally that this is the sequence of events right now. And so that's what we all accept.
So collectively, on some level, spiritually, we have decided that this is the time and place that you and I will be sitting
Correct.
Here having this conversation. You're watching it right now and so
right.
on and so forth.
So for example, there's a Bob Tuscan in another reality decided, well, I'm going to have the conference in Miami instead of Philadelphia.
I hope not.
And so there's that going on there. See?
The technology, what does it take to make this technology? What sort of resources? Why isn't that Stuart Swerlow who experienced this couldn't engineer this or create this for the layman for full disclosure? What's keeping us from seeing?
All right, we'll let him answer that question. And I also want you to hear the part about where he was sent back in time to kill Jesus with a gun. All right, folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show, as promised. Here comes the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just seconds.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics.
Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Alright, mind you, I take all of this with the greatest pinch of salt. You have to, you really do. But Stuart Swerlow is making some quite compelling claims here. And I was just beginning to get a little bit more detailed in my questions to him. Let's go ahead and start from where we left off.
Well, you know, I'm not a technician, I'm a scientist, so to speak, so that I don't have the...
Oh yeah, I forgot to preface it. I was asking him why he doesn't make this time travel equipment, since he was a part of the whole process. Why doesn't he come out and utilize some of the technologies that he was utilizing or being utilized for, rather, during the Montauk Project?
Technique or the ability to create such devices, but they do exist, and the government does have it, and the technology the government has and what other alien beings have are literally millions of years ahead of where the public has it now. And they will never, at least right now, release that information to the public, because then they don't want other people to have access to it and alter what their agenda is.
So you mentioned behind this are malevolent forces.
Yes, but remember, from their perspective, they think they're doing something good for them and for humanity.
At any cost, though.
Right.
And that's when we get into the ritualistic torture and so on and so forth,
right,
with disregard for any sanctity of our spirit or life.
Right. So, for example, when they have sexual magic ritual, or they have a sacrifice ritual, to them, this is a formula. They don't. It's, they use the bodies and they use the energies like a recipe. Like, we do this and this and this, we'll get that result. So that's how they look at it. They don't think about feelings, emotions, pain. This doesn't, not in their concept.
This is fascinating to me. I'm so glad we had this conversation. I hope those at home look deeper into it. Expansions.com is the website.
All right, let's get to the part about where I start asking him about the nature of time travel, the grandfather paradox, and so on and so forth. And he tells me about how he was sent back in time, rather, with a gun to kill Jesus. This is one of the more far-out claims, but I'll let you be the judge.
There was time travel, there was extraterrestrials, there was mind control. Give me the deep stuff, Stuart. Give me a little breakdown, mini breakdown of some of the deep experiences that will blow most people's minds.
Right, and all those things that you mentioned are true.
Yeah.
Plus, in addition, there was genetic manipulation, and the worst part of all was also the ritualistic events that took
place. So there was an act of evil behind these technologies. These were by no...
As you mentioned, and then the government changed it to assimilate their own ideas into it and use it for their own purposes. And the government was involved in alien technology that they had come to coordinate time travel and deep space travel using frequencies.
Walk me through that for a moment. What is time travel? Is the grandfather paradox something that is addressed in your understanding of time travel? And tell me about you. Have you time traveled?
Yes, in fact, I wrote about it in my book, The Montauk Alien Connection.
Montauk Alien Connection,
yes,
okay.
And also on my website, expansions.com, I have many videos on YouTube that explain all of this in detail.
All right, so walk me through time traveling. You get in some sort of machine. I'm quite naive, even though I've studied this obsessively to a certain degree, I still don't think I actually know, a physical picture in my mind, if you will, of the whole process from start to finish.
Right, and what we learned at the Montauk Project was every point or coordinate in time and space has a unique frequency. So it doesn't matter if you're time traveling, deep space, and if you want to go anywhere in any part of the universe at any time or into the universal, you know those coordinates and you match the person, place, or thing to those coordinates, there's an instant connection. It creates a vortex that you pass literally from one room into another room.
What does that look like?
Well, when I was doing it, I was lying flat on the table. The equipment was above me. It looked kind of like a mirror or a screen. And the screen would then start to have different colors and energies come out of it. And then it would access that particular point in time and space. And you would just pull it into it. And then you
literally physically pulled.
It felt like going through a kind of a grinder, kind of energetically. It didn't hurt, but it felt weird, like sparkly and tingly and that kind of.
All right, as promised, the good stuff. Sorry for the delay. When we get back, also your calls on time travel. And we'll talk about why college kids support Hillary Clinton as the next president.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
God's greatness in this world of your creation. May your will be fulfilled and your sovereignty revealed. In the days of our lifetime and the life of the whole house of Israel, speedily and soon, and say amen.
What the hell is this? Dude, whose bumper music is that? Is that some sort of sick joke? Were you just on air? Could they hear you say that? Oh, good. The producer just said regular Jew music. Did you put that on just to mess with me? That's the champ. That was great. Keeping me on my toes. All right, speaking of regular Jew music, I was talking with Stuart Swerlow before the break at the Free Your Mind conference about time travel, and he went back to try to kill a Jew. That's right, he went back in time to try to kill Jesus. Can we get to that bit already, Mr. Producer, please?
Websiteexpansions.com. I have many videos on YouTube that explain all of this in detail. All
right, so walk me through time traveling. You get into some sort of...
Oh, we heard that part already. Keep going.
And then you
literally physically pulled.
It felt like going through a kind of a grinder, kind of energetically. It didn't hurt, but it felt weird, like sparkly and.
And if you want to fast forward in time, folks, and go to the future of tonight's show, we will be talking about Hitlery for just a second. I promised I wouldn't talk too much about her, and I won't. But I saw this great clip of college students being asked about why they support her, and they have really compelling rationale behind their support of Hillary Clinton.
Okay. And then on the other end, you would be just...
And then you awake, essentially, or you...
You would just go right through, and you would be conscious...
You're still conscious the whole time. Okay.
Yes, correct. Some people who, unfortunately, maybe had physical... illnesses they weren't aware of, didn't make it to the other side. And sometimes when they didn't know a coordinate, and they were just practicing to see where this coordinate was, they would send an expendable person, someone they didn't care about too much if they missed. And that person sometimes would wind up in a wall, in deep space, in under an ocean, like this.
And this is past or present?
Yeah, didn't matter.
Or past or future, rather.
Could have been anywhere.
Any point in time has its own unique frequency.
Correct. And what they would do is they would have this, I guess, a resonator or a beacon that would be attached.
All right, well, we heard that bit, too. Can we get to the part about Jesus already? Jesus!
You might have already returned.
In the all that is, yes.
So, one last question, all right, because I can't stop. I wanted to make this video a certain length, but I got one more question. So when you time traveled, and I am focusing on time travel because I think that's the sexiest, most compelling, perhaps, component of this all. Where did you go? What point in time did you go? And so on and so forth. Have distinct memories of this?
Yes, and I've written about this in a couple of my books and in my videos. And the most amazing thing that happened with me is they sent me to the time of Christ. And in that time, my first initial mission was to shoot him.
But with a gun?
With a gun.
But so you time traveled with a gun?
Correct.
What happened?
And I stood at the bottom of steps, and he was at the top of these steps, and he looked at me and said, I knew what I came to do, and I couldn't do it.
Are you a believer in Christ, or is
he existed, but he existed not in the way that
it's been believed. It's been changed, yeah. And so on and so forth.
Because he was an alien creation.
He was an alien creation.
Genetic manipulation by certain groups of alien beings in order to skewer mankind in a certain direction.
A good direction.
Their agenda.
A direction.
A direction.
Correct. And he looked at you.
And I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
No, and I ran away. And as I was running, I was pulled back.
But at that point, did they not already understand what you told me just a moment ago, that we can change the past?
That we were in the process of learning that.
You were in the process of learning that.
And they also tried to blow up Hitler.
Blow up Hitler.
And you remember there was.
But was he not? Was Hitler not in the inner circle on some level of the benevolent forces?
In those days, he was also a pawn. He was being used by certain groups.
Okay.
And he knew that. But they couldn't blow him up. As you know, there was an incident where they tried to destroy the Reichstag in Berlin, and he survived it.
The Reichstag fire? Yeah.
Yeah, because he was supposed to survive in this time, though.
And then he pointed to that as a false flag, where they were going to blame that on a certain group, and as a result, we saw what happened.
So then they realized, after many attempts with other people, not just myself, that you cannot change this timeline, because as soon as you make an attempt to change, it goes into another timeline where that did happen.
All right, so what do you make of this? Is it a bunch of hogwash? What do you think? 800-313-9443. Curious to see how you feel about that sort of a topic. Time travel, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to travel here in the present on the Bob Tuscan Show by calling 800-313-9443. All right, I'm going to time travel for a moment to November of 2016. And, oh my goodness, this is a nightmare. Hillary Clinton wins the presidency. She is selected, I should say, as the next president of the United States of America. And why was she selected? Well, here's what college kids think about good old Hillary. They love her, but you might ask, why do they love this lady that they know perhaps very little about?
Don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
Oh, excuse me. That's what it's all about.
Are you ready for Hillary?
Yes, all the way. Hillary Clinton, 2016.
Are you ready for Hillary?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, why are you ready for Hillary?
We need a woman president.
So you're voting for the president based on sex
alone? No, not alone.
Okay.
That was a simple answer.
Okay.
You know.
Give me the more intelligent answer.
Now that's good advice.
Tell me the one reason why you would support a Hillary Clinton presidency.
She's a woman, so diversity. No.
Hashtag diversity.
Yes.
What is the number one reason why you support Hillary Clinton for presidency?
To be honest, it's because she's a female. I know that's like kind of a bad answer to give, since it's like not based on an issue.
Biggest reason you're going to be voting for Hillary in 2016?
Because it's time we have a female president.
So you're voting based on sex.
Oh.
Are you ready for Hillary?
Hillary? I think it'd be terrific to possibly have a woman president. I think.
What is the biggest reason why you support Hillary Clinton presidency?
I think she's very smart and she's a woman. And I like her points of view.
What is the biggest reason why you think Hillary Clinton should be president?
Well, as a woman speaking, I think it'd be amazing to see a woman president.
What is the number one reason why you'll support a Hillary Clinton presidency?
She's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's literally all.
You think that's kind of sexist? Like, if I said I support Scott Walker for president because he's a man, that's kind of sexist, right?
That is sexist.
Yeah. You think it's sexist to say you support Hillary Clinton just because she's a woman?
I mean, how do you answer that?
Do you think that it's sexist if a man supports a man just because he's a man?
Well, I don't know if it is just because there's already been male presidents.
Okay.
But I don't know.
How important is it for there to be a woman president in the United States?
Do you think that is the qualifying factor to be president? To be commander-in-chief, she's a woman?
I consider she'd have to have more... I'd have to look at her political stance before I say...
Okay. But right now it's because she's a woman.
Yes.
I mean... And how many angels dance on the head of a pin?
Yeah. Well, listen, that whole dialectic there, as you know, is a BS one. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why you should or should not support her is not whether or not she's a lady or not. The reason why you should not support Hillary or any of these other criminals is because they're criminals. Look at what happened in Arkansas with the Clinton crime family and the amount of murders, the amount of blood that is on the hands of these scumbags. Think about it. Or look into it, for that matter. Now, I'm preaching to the choir, mind you, but nonetheless, it's quite disturbing to see how brainwashed some people are. I mean, geez Louise. You know, I wonder what my mom would think about Hillary Clinton. Let's call the folks. Let's see here. Let's call the folks. Can we get the... Mr. Producer, do me a favor and see if we can call my mom. Let's see here. You know the number? Hold on.
Of course I know the number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have known. You have her on speed dial, right? I mean, that's the way to do it. All right, let's see here. I'm sending it to you now. Because, darn it, what the hell's wrong with my keyboard? I want to hear what my mom would say about voting for Hillary. I think I would receive the same line of reasoning from, or lack of reasoning for that matter, from my mom. Jesus. All right, let's see if I got it now. There we go. It's because my dang numb lock's off, I see. All right, here we go. Bob Tuscan. Mama. All right. There you go. Call her, please. All righty. Let's see if she picks up. I don't know them. It's kind of late, but it's Friday night, so we'll see what happens. Tell me they're screening the calls. Oh, well. That's disappointing. Let's try her cell, and then we'll call it a night. I don't know why she wouldn't pick up the house phone, but... You got her cell phone number, too? I figured you do. All right, there. Yo, you got it. All right, look at you, man. You do have her number. Let's see if she picks up. Oh, well, that was a fail. Anyways, I'm sure she would espouse the same sort of rhetoric about Hillary Clinton, all that good stuff. Anyways, what else is going on in the world? Are you concerned about the presidential election deal? Is that something that you're worried about? If so, let me know. But let's get to some phone lines here and talk first with Caesar in New York. Hello, Caesar.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. How are you today?
I'm all right. What's up with you?
Not much. I just want to let you know that interview that you put on, it's very entertaining, and it's nothing but disinformation. Everything about it is disinformation.
Which one? The one with the time travel dude?
Correct. Yes, sir. That is all disinformation. I could tell you. For a fact, it's disinformation. I can't explain to you how I could tell you, but it is all disinformation. Everything. First of all, the flying.
How do I know you saying it's disinformation isn't disinformation? Especially can't.
Excuse me.
How do I know you saying it's disinformation isn't the disinformation? Especially since you can't explain why it's disinformation.
Well, first of all, the anti-gravity technology came from the Nazis. They took that from the Nazis. And if you know anything about it, every time there's something happens, the government is there, number one. If there are aliens, it's a hybrid that they created, okay? And they give it to you in their movies. So you got to understand that they're going to use this as the final deception to bring in the world government. And why would this guy share with you any type of information if you're not on a need-to-know basis? Why would he share that with you?
Well, there is such a thing as a whistleblower, is there not?
There is, but not.
See that in the background? What are you driving a cab or something?
Huh?
What are you in a cab or what do you got a police radio? What do you do?
What do I do? Nothing. I have a GPS on. I'm driving.
Oh, it's a GPS. Okay. All right. Well, Caesar, I appreciate it, man.
You got it. Have a good day.
Take care, brother. Bye. Let's talk to Fred in Michigan now. Uh-oh, Fred, what do I do to deserve this call? Synagogue of Satan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Synagogue of Satan.
So we have another installment process here. By the Juciferian Talmudic serpent Semanite.
So the synagogue of Satan.
Gangsters who, right. According to Ariel Sharon.
Synagogue of Satan, say it.
Well, I'm glad you said it.
No, I want you to say it. Say it. Synagogue of Satan, please.
I like my phrase, don't you like Juciferian? Because according to Michael.
I love that. I also like Jusowitz. I think that one's good. Juden Pig is another one I like a lot.
Well, I like Juciferian. It has a rather esoteric, Kabbalistic rhyme to it. And so what we have to focus on here, Bob, are the enemies within that are the enemies without, and who, as we speak, are... Oh, yeah. Maybe the Rents broadcast had this about Alan Dershowitz and William Jefferson Clintonista being implicated in a child pedophile operation.
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. There's dirt on all these scumbags, and pedophilia is one of the big ones. Let's get to final phone calls with Mike in Arizona and you when we get back after this final break tonight.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had sleep like that 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
No, you don't have to. But did he just say Jucifer? I think he might have said Jucifer, son of the morning. All right. All right, final phone calls tonight, and we will wrap up this week. And next week, we're going to come back at it with lots of guests. I'm completely rejuvenated in doing this show. The conference took a lot out of me, and that's okay, because now I feel like I've got a clean slate to work with. So there you go. Mike in Arizona. Yo, Mike. Mike, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Not much. Hey, you sitting down?
Yeah, man. Enough of the small talk.
Hillary's hot. I'm voting for her.
You think she's hot?
Oh, yeah.
You think Monica...
That woman's got more baggage than Samsonite luggage. I mean, I'm telling you. You kidding me?
And how about those cankles, my friend?
What's that?
Those cankles.
I'm not even talking about Arkansas. Just while she's been in Washington.
Ooh, yeah. But,
Anyhow, I got the greatest deal going, and it'll solve both of our whole deals.
All right, 20 seconds.
Real quick. Used camel sales. Think about it.
That was very deep, Mike. Thank you for that, sir. Let's talk to another Mike in D.C., the District of Criminals. Yo, Mike.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I wanted to make a comment on time travel.
Please. Are you from the future or the past, or are you here in the present with us right now, Mike?
I'm in the present.
Okay, just making
sure.
You
know, Steve Hawkins, the astrophysicist,
the
one in a wheelchair, he did not believe in time travel. And his basic comment is, if time travel was possible, where are all the people from the future? Why aren't they here visiting us? That's how he puts down the time travel. That's all I wanted to make a comment on. Just something for you to think about.
Well, does that comment resonate with you as truth?
I don't know. Yeah, I always put it down and agreed with Steve Hawkins, but now I'm starting to go the other way, you know?
Well, see, here's the question, Mike, though, because we hear the same sort of reasoning behind, you know, the medical establishment. If there really was a cure for cancer, wouldn't all the people be cured?
You see the same sort of
line of reasoning there? And we know that that's not the case. We know that people are being cured, but the medical establishment has scared people into thinking that that's the only way to go about things.
Yeah.
So I wonder about that. I mean, is it possible that in the future this technology is continued to be suppressed?
I don't know. I just wanted to give you this outstanding scientist what his opinion was, but sometimes that they can be, you know, they have their own educational system where they want to keep the truth from us.
Yeah, that's true.
But the other thing I wanted to bring up on Smerdlo, I mean, one thing that concerned me, he was abused as a child, and I don't know if that affects his views, you know?
Well, I'm sure it does. Trauma-based mind control is a tool that can program any human. They become a vessel for whatever information or disinformation, for that matter, the programmers are injecting. So for better or for worse, that's a possibility that he was injected with disinformation on that level through the trauma-based abuse that he experienced. All right, that does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Join us next week while we continue to basically rid of the Juiciferians in our world today. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job loss,